And you might ask what that is. I'm John Herrick. To determine which states are most and least representative of their electorates, Wallet Hub looked at demographic characteristics like age, gender, and race, and compared them to the number of people who vote.
So in Indiana, we saw that when it comes to race, age, and gender, the people that voted very closely mimic the entire state's population. So that's tends to be a good thing.
Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez says those numbers are all based on the last presidential election. The state that finished number one, Maryland. John Herrick, Network Indiana.